Then afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. So God speaks through the prophet Joel, a promise, a simple promise that God will pour out God's spirit on all of us. Fill us up, fill us with the spirit until we overflow. Just a simple promise from God delivered by an average, ordinary prophet in an ordinary time to an ordinary people. Not something that anyone ever really took any note of. Not something that anyone in Israel paid much attention to. And so the promise went unfulfilled and forgotten for centuries. The Spirit of God, the very breath of God, the breath of life, the source of life. It hovered over the waters of creation, called forth the hills and the rivers and everything into being. It filled the lungs of the first man and woman and caused them to live and breathe. It gave Moses the courage to lead God's people out of slavery and into the promised land. It spoke God's words of judgment and forgiveness through countless prophets. It became a man and dwelt among us to show us God's love and peace. It was the power that raised Jesus from the dead and returned him to his disciples. Then afterwards, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Extraordinary words that God spoke to an ordinary prophet and an ordinary people. And then on that glorious day of Pentecost that we heard of in Acts, the very breath of God blew like a mighty wind through God's people, a rush of power and glory as the people were filled with the Spirit of the living God until they overflowed. And it gave them courage to speak and do, power to tell of God's amazing love in Jesus Christ, strength and hope and courage and wisdom and understanding. Today's a special day here at First Pres. It's a day of celebration, a day to celebrate the time and commitment and dedication that several of our youth who just stood up a few minutes ago have made to become members of this congregation. It's a day to celebrate their love of God and their love for this congregation. But most importantly, it's a day that we gather to pray that the Holy Spirit will continue the work that was started on the day that they were baptized. It's a day to celebrate that these youth are now ready to confirm the vows that their parents took on their behalf and claim their faith in the risen Christ for themselves, to stand strong, to stand firm in their faith, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and take their place alongside us here at First Pres. The Spirit of the living God, it calls to us in our sinfulness and pride. It turns our hearts to God and makes us into children of God. And it's fashioned us into this congregation, desiring to love and serve God more and more each day. And it's empowered us to be here this morning and has brought us to this good and this prosperous place in our lives. The Spirit of the living God speaks when two or more are gathered in Jesus' name, and that Spirit continues to empower us to be bold about the work the Father has given us, to serve in love, to serve in joy. God continues to refresh us with the Spirit, to make us bold to pray for each other, and for this world, bold to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to those who are far away. Now, you might be inclined to think that that power and wisdom from the Spirit is something that those of us who are older or more experienced in our walk with God would have. You might think that such knowledge and understanding would be reserved for just a few worthy ones here in church. Through Joel, God promises to pour out his Spirit on all of us, each one of us, rich and poor, men and women, slave and free, young and old. The promise of God's Spirit is for all of us. Each one of us here this morning, no matter who we are or where we are in our walk with Christ. The promise of the Spirit is a promise God makes to us all, to each one of us, no matter how unworthy we may think we are of that gift. And when we see that power and wisdom in each other, when we find ourselves praying to God in ways and for things that we never thought was possible for us, then we know that God's Spirit is at work among us. Now, last month, the session of this church, actually it was the end of April, the session of this church had the great honor of meeting with our confirmants, which is one of their requirements to become a member. And I must say, it was a powerful and humbling thing as these youth spoke to the session about their understanding of God. And we don't usually pay much attention to our youth or think that they have a lot to say to us about faith. We don't usually think that they could teach us anything about God. But that evening that the session and the confirmants were together, that evening when they had the opportunity to read their statements of faith, the youth, that is, that evening they were allowed a glimpse into how the Spirit of God was moving and working in their lives. Well, that evening was truly one of those gifts sent by the Spirit. And as a member of session, I had the honor and privilege to hear about their faith. So I'd like to share with you some of the thoughts and insights from our confirmants that your session has already heard. And confirmants, don't worry, your names are not in these. So you can... I bet everyone knows the people on Sundays that just sit there. At times, I'm one of them. I don't quite fully believe in God, but this class has helped me learn more about God. Sometimes when I'm down, feeling alone, or going through something hard in my life, I have a sense that someone is watching over me. When I was younger, I didn't think much about church, and I didn't really know why I came. Now that I'm older, I realize that church is a place where people can feel safe and believe in the words of God. Occasionally, I ask myself, who am I? Some have told me I'm a child of God. Others may say I'm just any other 15-year-old. In the future, I'll keep learning and believing in God. I'm a child of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know I'm saved because of him. I am confirming my faith in the Lord because he gives me strength and is always there for me. Getting confirmed means I am a true believer. And although I may sin, I know God forgives me. I will live my life with him by my side and serving him in all I do. I believe in God, the creator of all things. Because of him and through him, we have life. I believe that I am a child of God and I have a job to spread his word. Without the Lord, there would be no forgiveness. Despite our sins, God is always watching over us. We can count on him to forgive us in times of wrongdoing, which is the reason I have faith. Faith is believing in God and trusting within him to lead you down the right path and to guide you to achieve lifelong goals for the future that includes worshiping the Lord. I will go about serving the Lord by continuing to go to church and follow him. I serve God in thanksgiving by volunteering to spread his word to others and welcome others to attend church and praise the Lord. I believe in the Father who is loving, kind, and firmly guides me along the right path. I believe in Jesus Christ who came to this earth in order to die for my sins so that I could be forgiven and have a relationship with God. I believe in the Holy Spirit who came as a helper when Jesus departed for heaven. Though I do not deserve these gifts or God's guidance, they are a gift freely given, and I choose to accept them willingly and with all my heart. I am a child of God. God takes care of me and he watches over me. I have sinned and I have been forgiven. I have the gift of God's grace. God's providence cares for me and keeps me safe. I believe Jesus died on the cross so that my sins are forgiven. The church is a safe place for me to express my beliefs, and it is a place to be with God. I feel safe at church and knowing he is there. I am a child of God through Jesus Christ, God's one and only Son. My sins are forgiven. I am a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a believer in all things holy and of salvation Christ brings us. I know that his love for us is eternal, just as his forgiveness. I recognize the fact that some things in the Bible can be confusing and is often twisted for gain, but that does not stop me from believing in the true words of Christ. I am confirming my faith in Jesus because I know that he has given me the strength to surpass obstacles. He has given me the gifts of speech and patience to help those in need. To me, the family of Christ and those who believe, especially at First Pres, have led me through my spiritual journey and continue to help me find my way. I believe in God, the man with the plan. He created everything on, in, and around this earth. I am someone without a plan or idea of what I am to do with my life. But God loves me by showing me right from wrong and setting me on the right path. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God, and it reminds me God is always watching over me to point me in the right direction. I am a believer in God, a believer in God, the creator of all things, God the Father of all things, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I believe he died and rose again. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. He forgives all our wrongdoings because we are his, and he teaches us forgiveness among all other things. Nothing will ever change or separate any of us from God. He protects us no matter what. I am thankful for him. I am a child of God, and I am a believer. So if you want to know where our youth are at in their lives, that's some glimpse into where they are. But when was the last time that you stopped to ask one of our youth about their lives or their faith, their hopes and dreams, their fears? Because the Spirit of the living God has been at work in some amazing ways among our youth. And they just might be able to teach you a few new things about faith and love and how to serve God in new and exciting ways. I am so proud of these youth. Sorry, emotional. I do love these kids. We had a great class from January till the end of April. They are amazing kids, and I do love them dearly. Your session felt blessed to welcome them into membership. I know Linda and Shelley have cherished the time they've spent with them as well, and I hope you do too. Be open to the working of the Spirit. Listen for the Spirit speaking to you in amazing ways, because you never know whom God will choose to speak through, and you never know when God will speak. But when the power of the Spirit rests on someone and opens their eyes to a new way of thinking and doing, well, that's always going to be amazing. I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, says the Lord. Even your sons and your daughters will prophesy. When God's Spirit blows, no one and nothing can stop it. And God's Spirit will choose on whom and in what way God will speak to God's people. So go out in the power of the Spirit, listening for God's voice speaking to you. And if you're open to the Spirit, you just might be amazed through whom and where God chooses to act. Amen.